Welcome back to another episode of The Potty Report. All right, so today's the next episode of the ConvertKit's State of the Creator Economy is talking about how creators are using AI to streamline their business, because everyone has been talking about AI, right? It says AI is a hot topic online and creators are testing the new technology themselves. With 34% of creators incorporated AI tools last year, 51% want to try them this year. And luckily, there are plenty of options for curious creators to experiment with. So whether you have Canva, they have a new AI image tool. ChatGPT reached 100 million users in the first 2 months. DALL-E generated visuals viewed over 4.2 billion times this year. And Teachable has a new AI course curriculum builder, and there's no signal that it will slow down. But still, only some creators are ready to embrace AI. 11% of creators are concerned about keeping content original, which is a valid concern, especially considering AI represents a new frontier in copyright law. An additional 32% of creators feel they need more familiarity with AI to know where to start, and 22% think AI tools are too expensive. P.S. AI wrote the headline for this section. Could you tell? So this is great. I love how they have all the different pieces in here, and they throw a little humor. I love ConvertKit so much. But they talked about, you know, which creators are using this tool, and they broke down by income streams, like people that are making so much money a year, are they using it or not using it? And so I want you to go check out that chart. But it says, what can AI do for creators? And it says, and this is how I use AI all the time. If you haven't watched, I created a YouTube video about the best AI tools for podcasters, and it's exactly what this says. And it says that it can help you with editing. Yes, yes, yes. 36% of digital content creators and marketers, the groups most likely to use AI, say that AI is the most useful for editing, followed by generating graphic content. So I absolutely use it for editing. And that's where I talked about in my video how I use ChatGPT, how I use Co-host AI by Buzzsprout, and how I use Grammarly to clean everything up. And it is just so much fun. It's so incredible. And so it says here that generating written content, this is one of the testimonials. It says, if you think of AI as a creative partner, you can get a lot of value from it. Kind of like having a team member to help generate ideas or unblock you when you're stuck. But if you let it take over your process, you'll end up watering down your content and creativity. And that was from Rob Lennon, the founder of Creator Boost. So that's one of his testimonials that are in here. And I absolutely agree that you can't hand over your entire creative process to AI. But I do think, and this is why I really want you to go watch that YouTube video if you haven't watched it, on how I'm using AI, because I break down how I'm using my ideas first. So even if I'm using ChatGPT to help me brainstorm some ideas, I don't let it create the whole episode. I'm using it to really flesh out, like, okay, this is what I want to talk about. And then I'm creating the episode myself. And then with Co-host AI, I am actually, like, it is my audio content that it's deriving blog post ideas, social post, a title, a description. So I really like to think about it that way, in that I am using it as a creative assistant, and I encourage you to do the same. So go download this report. Go look at the numbers. It says creators are excited about AI's editing capabilities, with, like, just so many people. They're talking about scheduling, marketing, driving engagement, and so many other fun things. So absolutely go check it out. But that's all I have for you today. So as always, remember, keep it fresh, keep it fun, and just keep going.